then Sunday morning we got up and we went to my mom's. She's an hour and a half away in the Thumb, Huron County, the western side of Huron County, a town called Pigeon, little farm town, just south of Caseville. And I made homemade baked beans. I brought that, and then my brother and his family arrived, and he brought ham and cheesy potatoes, and Mom made a couple of cheesecakes, cherry and blueberry cheesecake, and with cookies, and what else we had? We had salads, rolls, and all that good stuff. It was about 10 of us, so we had Easter at Mom's. She didn't have to lift a finger. We did all the cleaning and everything. She was allowed to do that. She's 89 years old, so we just let her just sit down, and we'll take care of everything, Mom. So we cleaned it, picked up everything, cleaned and washed the dishes and put them all away. And we got home about, about 8 o'clock last night, and it was a full week. And so we had a good time. As far as the Artemis, I've always been fascinated with space travel ever since the Apollo mission, actually the Gemini missions. I remember in first grade, our teacher bringing in a big honking black and white TV and watching the Gemini missions into space. It was all in black and white, the Apollo missions were still black and white in our family. We didn't get our first color TV until, probably the early 70s, so we had to watch the moon launches in black and white. But the Artemis is a far cry from the Apollo. I mean, I'm looking inside, see the video of inside the Artemis capsule, and it's about the size of two minivans, I guess they said. Well, compared to the Apollo, I mean, it's so much. It's like booking a room in a Holiday Inn compared to the Apollo. I mean, there's a lot of room in that Artemis spaceship, but it'd be the ride of a lifetime to orbit the moon. So. Been fun watching it. I watched the launch, and then now I'm just catching up on circling the moon. They beat the Apollo 13 record, I think, by 4,000 miles. So they're the farthest human beings ever to travel in space. So that's kind of cool. And so I'll just keep watching it until they splash down in a day or two. So, but anyway, that's it for me on this end. I'm gonna toss it back to Net Control and catch everybody else. And, which is all the C3 rounds, so until this is any UI.